Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
Breaking news, gold hits an all-time high. The gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. Silver could reach over $30 an ounce. Gold and silver buyers, including the central banks, are ready to buy more. Are you? Today, our partner Goldco is offering Hannity fans up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit HannityGold.com now to see if you qualify before the next gold rush. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Coming to you from beautiful Davenport, Iowa. Tonight we have our town hall with former President Trump as we now get ever closer to the all-important Iowa caucuses. We're still getting a lot of reaction, feedback to the debate that took place last Thursday between Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Gavin Newsom. Our friend Sean Spicer commented a lot on it. Joining us now, our friend Sean Spicer is back with us. Sir, how are you?
I'm great. And I just got to say, I know it's your show, so I don't want to jump in and take control. But I got to tell you, you did a
fun. I know it's your show, but I'm going to take it over. Go right ahead, Sean. Take right over. Your name is Sean, so you're halfway there.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, but I'll tell you, Sean, I know you won't say it for yourself, but I thought you did a great job. You, too often, the moderator becomes the story. You did something that you brought a Democrat from a blue state who knew how well you do your job. And that's why I cannot tell you, the guy who's been involved in these debates and these forums now for over a decade, you exemplified what's supposed to happen. Tee up an issue, throw out some facts, and let the candidates go at it. And this is a model. And the funny thing is, you said at the top of the debate, you know, here's what my biases are and here's whatever, but this is what I did. It was better than any of these people who fake that they're a journalist. I cannot commend you enough for how well you did that. And it speaks volumes to you and your years in this business that Gavin Newsom, and I give him credit for showing up, but more than him showing up, it speaks volumes to you that he said, you know what, I can go on Sean Hannity, he'll treat me fair. And I think everybody got it from the jump that your conservative credentials are impeccable, but you are somebody that people can trust to come in and have a fair discussion and debate the issues. And so as someone, like I said, who's been involved in this for a while,
Look, coming from you, I mean, that means a lot to me, and you've always been a dear friend. I'll tell you one thing that I think people are uncomfortable with if they're moderating. And because I started radio in 1987, not that I want to age myself here. So it's not my first rodeo. And I've moderated so many debates over the years on radio. And one of the things that I've learned to do, that I've gotten better at, is to try and let a debate breathe. And if the participants are just a little bit cooperative, they don't have to be a lot cooperative, a little bit cooperative, what I have noticed is the debate can take on a whole energy of its own. Occasionally, I have to step in and say, guys, one at a time, please. At one point, I was going to say, don't turn me into person A, person B, or person C. I decided not to take the shot. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a little weak in my old age, or I just, you know, what's the point? Why do I want to start more fights? I have enough enemies in life, right? But it was fun to do. Interesting, I think very revealing. And, you know, we do have this phenomenon, Sean, that is real. I mean, people are leaving California, they're leaving New York, they're leaving Illinois, they're leaving New Jersey, and they're flocking to Tennessee, the Carolinas, they're flocking to Florida, Texas. in numbers we've never seen before. There's a mass migration of American citizens, and I think there's a good reason for it.
There is. And I think the thing that was interesting is that when you put that question to Gavin Newsom, you just put up the statistics, the numbers from the Census Bureau, and he refused to acknowledge the migration from his state to Florida and Texas and the Montana, et cetera. And I think that was telling. And that's why I love the debate, is because here's a statistic, here's a question, now answer it. And his avoidance of that spoke volumes. So I love the way that it was laid out, and you really revealed who these individuals were in terms of DeSantis and Newsom, whether or not they wanted to own their own record and back up, you know, the reality of what's happening in each of their states. And so I found it interesting, because what I think is important in these debates is giving them, like you said, an opportunity to breathe, to lay out their case. And when DeSantis spoke, he backed everything up and said, this is what we did in Florida. This is the result that it's having. And then when Newsom did it, he refused to talk about his own state, and he would put it back on DeSantis and make some disparaging comment. But he didn't want to own his own record. And I thought that was so revealing.
You know, there's such a difference. I mean, diametrically opposed governing philosophies. And I've asked this question before, and I'd love for you to weigh in on it. How do you possibly reconcile with those that believe in defund, dismantle, no bail laws, or, quote, reimagining the police? Let's send in shrinks instead of cops that are armed to deal with people that have mental health issues. Well, people with mental health issues often can be very violent. That could be a very scary situation. Or, you know, and those that believe in law and order. How do you reconcile sanctuary states and open borders versus law and order and secure borders? How do you reconcile the understanding that the lifeblood of the world's economy is oil, gas, and coal with those that want green energy now, regardless of what the cost is and regardless of whether or not the technology is available? I don't see any middle ground. People always say, well, you know, let's find some middle ground. Tell me what the middle ground is, because I don't see it. You know, I know there's a no labels party that is serious about bringing in a presidential contender. Okay, what is their platform going to be? A hodgepodge of, you know, the left and the right, and nobody will know what they stand for on any given issue? I have no idea what they could possibly run on.
Well, they can't. It's interesting. On my podcast today, I had a former Obama administration official, and I said to them, let's play a game. In 30 seconds, I will tell you why I'm supporting the Republicans and President Trump, right? So here's what happened for 4 years in foreign policy, and then in domestic policy, the border was secure, taxes were lower, employment rates were lower across the board. Okay, now you go, give me 30 seconds of what has happened under Biden. And they said, well, you know what the problem was under Trump? And I said, no, 30 seconds. Tell me something positive in the Biden administration. I gave you 30 seconds of Trump. Give me one positive thing of Biden. And they can't. And that gets to the nut of what you're asking. None of these people want to defend their policies. They don't want to live under their policies. They want to philosophize about why the cops should be defunded. Then you say, okay, will you live in that city? Will you live in, you know, do you want to be governed? Well, not me, but it's okay for everyone else to live there. It's the same thing with all the folks that argue about climate change. They want to take their own private planes. They want to travel the way they do. It's just everybody else should be on a carbon neutral bus powered by green energy. They don't want to live under the policies that they espouse. And that's the big difference between the right and the left now, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy. They want to tell everyone else how to live. But when you ask those very same people, will you live by the policies that you espouse? They immediately will try to change the subject. And that's the difference. And you heard that in the debate that you had with DeSantis and Newsom. Newsom didn't want to own his policies. He wanted to talk about Florida and all these other random things in the Biden administration. He won't do that. And that's
my favorite was, Gavin, can you answer the question? No, I'll get to that. You know, I think he used that line on me at least four times. But again, after I go back once, twice, or even a third time, and somebody's not going to answer a question, I've learned they're never going to answer it.
Right. And that's the thing. But that's my point, is that it's not just Gavin Newsom. It's any Democrat. Ask them, name one thing that Biden has done that you're proud of. And you can't. They'll say, well, under Trump. No. Name one thing that you are proud of that the Biden administration has done. and you will never get an answer because they can't. I can list off, probably go for much more than 30 seconds, a minute, maybe 2 minutes, of things that President Trump did domestically and internationally that kept us safer, more prosperous, et cetera. And I can keep going. They can't do the same. And it's because their policies are indefensible. And that is the big difference that we face right now. And every time that we highlight that, whether it's the debate that you have or any of these other interactions, like I said, I did it for 2 minutes on my podcast today, that you can't, that the left can't do it because they're not proud of the policies and they don't want to defend them.
All right, quick break. More with our friend Sean Spicer on the other side as we continue from Davenport, Iowa, the site of tonight's town hall with former President Donald Trump. That's all happening 9 Eastern tonight on Hannity. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you'd like to check in with us today. All right, we continue now, Davenport, Iowa, with our friend Sean Spicer, who's with us. What I have said over the years, and I believe this with all my heart, or else why would I believe the things that I believe? I have been a consistent, solid conservative. All these years I have been on the air. My value system, I've gotten a little smarter. My value system has not changed. The principles that I believe in have not changed. I stand by that conservatism is by far the best ideology, governing philosophy. It's one of that is predicated on freedom, limited government, less taxation, less regulation, one that believes in the power of the individual and stays out of the way. That believes in a strong national defense, peace through strength, free and fair trade deals, secure borders, law and order, safety, security is a prerequisite to pursue happiness. Constitutionalists on the bench, not people that legislate from the bench. I don't think conservatism is that complicated. If I can explain it in a minute, every conservative ought to be able to explain it in a minute.
That's right. But that's the difference between the right and the left. You and I can sit here and espouse our conservative principles. We can back them up. We can point to examples, and we're proud of them, and we're unwavering on them. When the left does things, they don't want to defend it. They don't want to back it up. They pivot. They obfuscate. You saw that in the debate that you had, that they don't want to own their own policies, and that's the fundamental difference. I will fight for our policies every day of the week. I will want to live under them. I will, you know, I will abide by them, et cetera. The left will tell you why everybody else should live under their policies, but they don't want to do it themselves. And you brought it, I got brought up in the debate. Newsom brought it up, the French laundry incident, right? So here's COVID. California locks down, but Gavin Newsom says, no, not for me. I get to go out to dinner where I want. I get to live by a separate set of rules. And that's continuously. Whereas we, on the conservatives, say, hey, we don't want to be locked down. We want to be free. And we espouse the same principles that we would want to live by. And that is the fundamental difference between the two sides.
You know, it was interesting when I interviewed him one-on-one. And by the way, I made a promise to him going into that interview, not about any questions or topics or anything like that. I just said, I will give you time uninterrupted to answer the question rather than just sit there and he speaks, you know, four words. I know he's not answering the question and just jump down his throat. That was the only reason why I think he was willing to do this debate. And I tried to do that. I just think, I don't think the left has the arguments that the American people want. However, what they're really good at is that they're much better at the game of politics than Republicans are. And by that, they'll pull out their playbook that they do every 2 years, every 4 years, although now it seems like almost every day, which is Republicans are racist, that they are sexist, that they're misogynist, they're homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want to kill your grandmother, kill your grandfather, and throw them over a cliff. And that, and by the way, they're MAGA Republicans. That's a scary word, MAGA Republicans. And that's basically the platform they're going to run on. They are not going to want this election to be about Joe Biden's record. If it was Gavin Newsom running, he would not want the election to be about California's record. And then the other thing that they're good at, to be honest, they're doing a lot better job when it comes to voting early, voting by mail. I know Ronna McDaniel has started, you know, bank your vote. That's part of what needs to be done. The second part of it needs to be legal ballot harvesting. Democrats are great at that also. Republicans aren't even in that game. And lastly, I think state legislatures, especially run by Republicans, you know, they have dropped the ball when it comes to integrity issues with voting. And that means voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody command controls, updated voter rolls, partisan observers watching the voting all day and the vote counting all night. And I don't think Republicans have done a good enough job making sure we put integrity measures in place, by the way, which benefits every side. I mean, why are people against voter ID? I'll give you the last word.
Not just that, but why are we having to negotiate border security when we know that people on the terrorist watch list are coming in, that fentanyl's pouring over the southern border? Why is that something that we have to negotiate with Democrats? The idea that that is not a universal principle of every American, but it just, again, it shows you where they're at. I agree with everything you said. The idea that voter integrity is not a universal principle, that we should know that one person, one ballot is something that we all agree on, unless you have some kind of ulterior motive, then you should be on board on all of that. And that just goes to their motives. But I'm with you 100%. My last word is this: congratulations on another great job done. This is a guide. I'm down here in Tuscaloosa for this debate, and I think everybody should have to watch how you handled yourself and say that's how a moderator does their job. Good job, Sean Hannity.
You know why I know I didn't do a horrible job is, you know, there were one or two articles Sweet Baby James pointed out, but I didn't get the crap kicked out of me. Trust me, if I screwed up or one of my, we did so much fact checking ahead of that debate to make sure everything was factual. I said at the beginning of that debate, it would be a fact-based debate. Had I gotten one thing wrong, I promise you, the entire country would know by now. Sean Spicer, appreciate it as always, my friend. God bless you. Thank you, sir. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We are in Davenport. We're in beautiful Iowa. I wish it was a little warmer, but the people are awesome. They have warm hearts, the heart and soul of our country, and the people here are wonderful. I've been coming here, you know, for every presidential election, and it's always an honor to meet the good folks here. Anyway, I look forward to seeing many of you tonight. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick. I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Just about, 3 hours and 25 minutes from right about now, we will be starting our town hall. We're in Davenport, Iowa, with former President Donald Trump. Looking forward to seeing many of you tonight. And tickets are free, by the way, Hannity.com. If you're in New York, we have audience shows tomorrow and Thursday night. Again, tickets are free. You know, people, does anyone believe me when I say, oh, no, they're $1 million apiece? I hope people figure out that's a joke. If you can't figure out that's a joke, you cannot be a listener to the show. I don't know. Certain basic fundamentals have to apply that qualify for listening. Just kidding. Anyway, we're in beautiful Davenport. We're having a great time. Everybody we've met here, it could not be nicer. I mean, it's so refreshing whenever you get out of New York, how much nicer people are in the country. I can't explain it. Now, New York, they're just not that nice. Now, my friends are nice. The people that I work with are nice. Linda has her days, but, you know, putting that little aspect of it aside.
But the rest of the country doesn't need to ride the subway. The rest of the country doesn't
that's
need
true.
To, you know, climb
I wouldn't
over the
I wouldn't want to ride the subway with
addicts.
You, to be honest. You look so mean down there.
Listen, let me tell you something. That face has saved me a lot of problems because they look around the subway. They look for who's on their phone, who's not paying attention, and then they see me. And I'm eyes wide open. I'm looking right back at them. I'm like, go ahead. Let's make this interesting.
Then they see me. And by the way, Linda looked at the temperature in Iowa today and said, I think Blair's going to go today and sweep baby James.
That's exactly right. I was like, I'm out.
By the way, I said, what did I say? I said, no problem. I said, you never have to travel ever. You got a beautiful 7-year-old son. He's like my adopted nephew. Love Liam. Nobody's
somehow,
bought him more trains. Nobody bought him more choo-choo trains than Uncle Sean. I'll tell you that.
I've been able to manage being a good mom and a good employee. So I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah. I'm not Blair, am I complaining? What did I say? Didn't I say over and over again, I'm good. I'm glad she stayed home.
So this is what happens when you two travel alone. You start to side with one another because that's a problem. That's not going to be allowed.
Linda,
help Linda.
Help with what? I'm being nice.
Blair's
you know what Linda can't handle is when I'm nice.
Ever.
Why can't you just accept that, you know, we're perfectly happy?
Because I don't want the audience to think that as a working mom, unable to balance. While I appreciate you
sound like a California snowflake right now. Good grief.
First of all, I don't drink cocoa or color anymore, so that's not even an option. Second of all,
she drinks that disgusting
green machine juice
projectile vomit puke shake of yours.
Well, yeah, sometimes you need to do it on, you know.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I've lived my whole life without that. That puke green vomit, whatever you
but
drink.
But now you're eating kale and broccoli, so you're dang close.
I don't eat kale. I will eat broccoli.
You're so full of crap. You totally do. I've seen you eat kale chips. Go ahead. Think about it because you know I'm right.
You must have snuck that on me because I have no recollection of eating a kale chip.
You had it on the plane, and I told you do not eat that on an airplane. Weird things happen. It's not
if I would have known, I wouldn't have touched it. I bet you I didn't like it, did I?
You said it was better than you thought. It needed salt. But that's your answer to most things.
I noticed Karine Jean-Pierre had a hard time commenting and refused to comment on Congresswoman Jayapal's comments on Hamas rape. Listen to this.
Do you think the representative needs to clarify her remarks?
So, look, I'm going to let the representative speak for herself. I just can't speak for her. I speak for the president of the United States. I am the White House press secretary, obviously, so that's who I speak for. And what I can say, and I said this in Sarah's question when I answered it, which is it is when it comes to rape, that's reprehensible. When it comes to using rape as a weapon of war, that's reprehensible. We are very, very clear about denouncing Hamas's actions, and that's what the president has been clear about, and that's as administration more broadly. We're going to continue to be really,
really clear. Do you think because of her perch, though, as a progressive leader, she should clarify her remarks?
I speak for the president. She has to speak for herself. We have been very, very clear.
What's so progressive
very clear.
Anyway? The word progressive is a misnomer.
Well, she's the chair of the Progressive Caucus.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if it was about MAGA Republicans, I guarantee Karine Jean-Pierre would have a lot more to say. Let's go to Marshall. He's in South Carolina next. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue from Davenport, Iowa. What's going on? How are you, Marshall? Glad you called.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a fan when I listen, and I just had a question. I heard you mentioning on the radio yesterday that no one could, assume to know the outcome of an election. Now, not knowing the outcome, but wanting to get some insight on what the lead-up to the election is, in small community circles, unaligned circles, no real party affiliation, the buzz that I've heard is that how does President Trump's name get so much airplay in the conversation at this time with party posturing leading up to caucuses and debates and things of the sort? How does he survive legal hurdles and keep his momentum leading up to any election?
Listen, you're raising questions that I can't answer, and I don't think anybody else can answer either. I can give you my best educated guess, but you know, we won't know in 11 months from now, which is when we'll be voting. We don't know what the driving issues will be. What state will the economy be in? What state will Joe Biden's mind be in? Will Joe Biden even be on the ticket at that point? What impact will these criminal trials have on President Trump? What about the possible impeachment of Joe Biden? What impact would that have on the country? So I just think there are so many issues out there. What is going to happen on the world stage? What's going on with China? What will they do with Taiwan? What's going on with Ukraine and Russia and war in Europe? What's going on with the war in the Middle East and Israel and Hamas and maybe Hezbollah, maybe the Houthi rebels and maybe Iran at some point You know, God only knows what they're capable of doing. So I don't think I can intelligently really give you an answer except to say that, you know, these are times unlike any I've ever seen before. I've been telling friends, and I mean it, and I know in past elections I've said it, so maybe it sounds like, you know, I just say it every election season. I have never felt this concerned about the future direction of our country. I can tell you that. That is a fact. I have never in my life felt this concerned about the world and what's going on in the world either. This is what the world looks like when America abdicates its role on the world stage as the world's leader. This is what it looks like. The economy, I worry about the 60+% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And of that 60-some-odd percent, a significant portion of people, you know what? That they're having to borrow money just to get bare necessities. You know, they're putting, they're building up credit card debt that I don't think they're ever going to be able to pay back, or cashing in pensions that, you know, with massive penalties just to make ends meet every month. I don't know when the housing market comes back. I don't know the impact on inflation and interest rates. I mean, these are all things that concern me. And, you know, maybe one of the best things I think that God did for me in my life is for 20 years of my life, I did real work. I won't regurgitate every job I had, but 10 years in the restaurant business, 10 years in the construction business. And I'm just telling you that I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. And it kind of sucks. There's a lot of pressure on you. And, you know, to have that pressure when you have a family, you know, makes it 10 times harder, 1,000 times harder, because now you have to take care of other people. And that's what people are living through. Look, I live in a fairly, I'd say, upper middle class affluent town. And I can tell you that two of my best friends, they donate their time and they help out at the local food pantry. And I always tell them, whenever you guys are up against, you know, get in trouble or you need more money and you're really desperate, I said, anytime you get to that point, just come to me. And they have come to me a number of times, by the way, and which I want them to do. And, you know, I went down one time and I just could not believe the numbers, a sheer number of people that were online just to get the bare necessities, just to get food. Now, in one case, you'd see people that had actually pretty nice cars, and you'd see in some cases, and you would think, well, they must be taking advantage. They weren't taking advantage. But what had happened is they assumed things would stay the same. They assumed that they'd be able to afford their home, their insurance, the school for their kids, clothes for their kids, their car payment. They were making ends meet. They were probably even saving a little bit of money. But Joe's economy has sent them reeling to a point they can't meet a budget any longer. Now, will a lot of those people end up probably selling those cars and buying cheaper cars? Yeah. But then they weren't taking advantage of anybody. They're desperate. And I'm hearing that, or anecdotes like that from friends all around the country. So there's so much that'll happen between now and then. And I'll tell you that it's pretty scary. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Marshall. God bless you, buddy. Let's see what happens. Let's say hi to John in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. John, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
Welcome to Davenport. What's going on?
All right. So I just wanted to know your opinion on Trump's campaign tactic of avoiding the RNC debates. And do you think it would benefit him come 2024 during the elections?
You know, look, there's two schools of thought. If I put on what I would prefer to watch, of course, I'd rather watch Donald Trump. That debate's going to be a hell of a lot more interesting if he's there. Do I think if I was his political advisors and I'm looking at polls one after another, after another, after another, that show him with a significant lead, do I think the advice that I would give him would be, yeah, go throw yourself in the arena so they can beat the crap out of you for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and not expect that, you know, what's the upside for him? You always got to ask, upside, downside. What is the upside for him to show up? Tell me.
Well, honestly, he's been doing really good, to be honest with you. He's up in the polls. And, I mean, you know, as they say, the more you attack Donald Trump, the stronger he seems to get. Well, it seems like he's been holding up pretty well without going into the debates. It seems like it wouldn't do him any good to show up.
Listen, he has defied, as I've said many times, he defies all conventional political gravity. If somebody, if a candidate got arrested, indicted, and arraigned, you would think their poll numbers go down. Nope. His go up. He made a comment recently. It was kind of glib. And he's like, I'm just one arrest short of being guaranteed victory in November. I mean, it's kind of funny. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Let's say hi to Tony in California. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Sean, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on? Welcome to Davenport, Iowa.
First of all, I've been listening to you forever. I mean,
thank you.
The debate the other night cracked me up because let's just say that I drive a heavy equipment tractor on the roads down in L.A. for a company.
And oh, wow.
I've been working down here over 20 years. And after listening to Newsom, I wish I could have just a word with him because I've watched the progression. I watched the homeless when it started. I watched the roads and everything, and it's getting worse. And we're headed down a bad path. And everything he says, I realize, unfortunately, I think he's not always telling the truth and he's fudging the numbers because the freeway thing with the Freeway 10 catching on fire, Sean, I've been driving under that road for the last 20 years to get on the freeway. And I see all the homeless tents, all the junk and everything, and it hasn't been monitored. And surprise, surprise, a fire starts. So it just blows my mind. And I listened to Richard Kiley the other day, the U.S. House representative, of course. I don't know if you saw that, Sean, where he did a blistering fact check of Governor Newsom on the House floor. And just completely blew him out of the water. And I'm not surprised at all.
I appreciate the call. God bless you, sir. Thank you for your kind words. It means a lot. Thanks for being out there. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Many, many thanks to our friends here in Davenport, Iowa. And really looking forward to seeing all of you tonight, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR. Hannity on the Fox News Channel. It's going to be a great town hall. Former President Donald Trump. We haven't done one with him in a while. Looking forward to it tonight. We've got a lot to talk about. Director Ray's testimony on top of everything else. Iowa caucuses right around the corner. Primaries, polls. What he is running on, what his plan for another term would look like, what he thinks about what's happening economically, what he thinks about what's happening around the world, how he would be handling things different. Anyway, we'll see you tonight at 9. Back here tomorrow. Hannity.com. Tickets are free if you want to go to the TV show Wednesday, Thursday night. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for making this show possible.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.